Hey, everybody, it's Bryn Griffiths along with Paul Almeida. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Bryn, how's it going?
I'm doing great, thank you. Well, here we go. Another exciting year coming with you and Azarkan Tours 2024. I just can't believe it, but you're off on the road pretty quick here.
Yeah, I'll be going to Italy here next month. We're taping February 25th, but I'll be leaving on March 7th to the 17th with Mississippi State University on a trip to Italy. I come home for 10 days, and I'll be back in Italy again with the sightseeing group out of Saskatchewan. So I'm looking forward to both of those trips. But today we're going to talk about a trip that we have coming up in September 2024, and that is our Old Timers Hockey Tour. This will be our third tour with these guys going over to Europe and to Sweden, Finland, Estonia, September 23rd to October 5th, 2024. They have three different categories in the tournament, a 50-plus, 60-plus, 65-plus. So we're going to take a group of guys over, then maybe split them up during the tournament a bit more age-wise into smaller teams. Family and friends are always welcome to join us on these tours as well. And we have our webpage up already for the tour, www.azarkan.net/oldtimers. So if you go to that webpage, on there we already have a brochure that you can download that goes over the itinerary day by day. It has flight times already that we've secured.
Wow.
And also a registration form if you want to register for the tour. We had a meeting on Thursday. Our friend Willie Anderson, who owns R&R Stress in Nisku, we had a meeting in his shop there with a few people and went over the itinerary. And now we're doing a podcast for those that couldn't make it to the meeting, or maybe for those that were there that want to get a refresher on some of the things that we mentioned that evening. And we're really looking forward to it. We already have a few people that registered that evening, so the registration process has started. So if you're interested in joining us in the tour, please register as soon as possible, because we have a limited space. We can only take so many people over to ensure everybody gets enough ice time on the tour. So what we're going to do in this podcast, Bryn, is we're going to go day by day, just go over the itinerary a little bit to give people a little bit of an idea of what we have planned.
Okay.
And to talk about some of the destinations we're going to be going to as well. So, again, September 23rd, we have the flights already secured. We're flying KLM from Edmonton to Amsterdam, and then Amsterdam to Helsinki. Once we arrive in Helsinki on the 24th, we'll meet our guide and our bus, go to the hotel. And again, it's a very central located hotel. It's probably going to be the Scandic Grand Marina, which is located just a few meters away from the market square in Helsinki and the harbor. So we're right in the center of town, which is really fantastic for, free time activities and walking around the city and enjoying yourself. On the 25th morning, we do a sightseeing tour of Helsinki by bus, and there's a little bit of walking as well. One of the things that we also have is, if you go to the media section of our website, I do have a story on Helsinki and some of the things to see and do during your free time, and some of the things that you're going to experience during the tours as well. So that evening, after you have the sightseeing tour in the morning, free time in the afternoon to explore Helsinki a little bit and have lunch on your own, we have an exhibition game that evening. We get right into the hockey the next day after arrival, which is great. And then in the evening, we'll have dinner included at the hotel, so you don't have to go hunting for a meal that evening.
Nice.
So, that's the first day in Helsinki. The second day, again, short walk from our hotel, there is the marina. And from the marina, we catch the little ferries that go to Suomenlinna Island Fortress. So the Suomenlinna Island Fortress is a fortress that basically was used by the Finns, the Swedes, the Russians, whoever was in control of the area, to be as kind of a protectorate to the bay and to Finland. So
it's had numerous owners, is what you're saying?
It's changed yes. Over many years, Bryn. So, okay. The fortress is an interesting walk. You get to see, the dry dock where they built ships, where they, restored ships, and just watching you know, as you go around the barracks that were used by soldiers, and also, you know, the installations with the cannons and everything else. It's quite an interesting place. So we'll do a little guided walk of the fortress, and then we'll return back by boat. And the nice thing again is we arrive right back at the Market Square in downtown Helsinki. So you can have a bit of free time to go have lunch, walk around, and then that evening we'll depart for another exhibition game. So you get two exhibition games right off the bat. And one of the things that we wanted to include after the games in the evening is the Alice Sea Pools, which is located right by the hotel. It's a sauna and pools that they built right on the harbor. The pools are actually built into the water in the harbor, and there's three or four different pools with different temperatures, and then inside there's a few saunas. So great place to relax and enjoy something that is very popular in Finland, and that is a sauna. Everywhere in Finland, every building has a sauna, guaranteed. So something that, you know, you can enjoy and feel Finnish for a night by doing that. So that's the first couple of nights. The next day, we're heading to Tampere. And Tampere is about 2 hours away. On the way there, we're stopping in a town called Hämeenlinna. And they have a castle there called Hame Castle, which we've done with my son's hockey team. They really enjoyed it. And it's an actual castle. So we'll do a stop there and a tour. And then we'll continue on to Tampere, have time for lunch. And then our plan with the tournament, the way that the tournament works is they play two periods of 15 minutes, which isn't a lot. So we plan to split the team in half so that we enter two teams in a tournament. And as I mentioned before, they have categories of 50 plus, 60 plus, and 65 plus. So we can enter you know, two teams in the tournament in two different categories based on the guys that we have in the tournament.
Okay.
So Friday, the way that they've built it is that they want to do exhibition games that day. So we're going to try to do one or two exhibition games that evening per team so that you guys get some games in, and then check into the hotel there in Tampere. And then on Saturday and Sunday is when the actual tournament happens. And so Saturday you'll have a morning guided tour of Tampere, or maybe in between games depending on the schedule of the tournament. And you'll play two games that day of two times 15 minute periods. We'll have dinner at the hotel in the evening. And then the next day on the Sunday, the Finnish Hockey Hall of Fame is in Tampere, and we did that with my son's hockey team as well, and they really enjoyed it. The trophies there are amazing just to look at. Their trophy for the Finnish Professional League is actually called the Canada Cup or something similar. It was donated by Canada.
Really?
And the museum obviously has you know, jerseys and paraphernalia from the Finnish league, the national team, and of course some of the greatest players ever. We're talking Jari Kurri, Timo Salanu, Mikko Koivu. They all have areas there with different type of you know, equipment and stories talking about their time in the NHL and playing for the Finnish national team, and even growing up in Finland playing hockey locally. And then we'll have dinner. The third game of the tournament will be on Sunday, and we have dinner that evening. We'll see if we can get another team to join us, or some of the guys that are playing in the tournament to join us, so that you guys can have a little bit of time with them. And we overnight in Tampere that night on Sunday night. And Monday, we depart for Helsinki in the morning. We'll arrive in Helsinki and go directly to the ferry terminal. And the reason is that we're catching a boat that day. It's a two-hour trip across the Bay of Finland to Tallinn, Estonia. So Estonia used to be part of the Soviet Union. It is right now a member of NATO and member of the European Union. And if you've been to Prague or have read about Prague, Estonia, the little town center, is very similar to Prague. And it's a beautiful medieval center. And then up above that center is the where, you know, the wealthy merchants, the political part of the country, used to have and still does have its parliament buildings and some of the important buildings. But the area down by the harbor, the old town, is the area that you want to be in walk around, lots of beautiful shops and little bars and breweries. It's just an amazing little place.
So the upper part has both the hoity and the toity?
It has both.
Okay, but down below is kind of where you want to be.
That's where you want to be. Gotcha. And then, okay. And then, you know, medieval times, Talon's name was actually called Revel before it became Talon. And Revel was part of what's called the Hanseatic League, which became a big trading league in the Baltic Sea and North Sea area. And they became very wealthy, and that's why all these beautiful medieval buildings are located in that lower town area where the merchants lived.
Wow.
and traded. So it's a great place to travel to. On the way across, actually, we have lunch on board, buffet lunch on board the boat. And then when we arrive in Tallinn, we'll check into the hotel, have a little guided sightseeing tour of Tallinn, and then you have the evening free to enjoy the town and you know, just go everywhere. One of the things they have there as well is a KGB museum at the Hotel Viru.
The KGB?
The KGB.
Okay, all right.
And the top floor, they have a little museum because when communists built that hotel, they built it so that they could bug every single room.
What a shock.
And everybody that visited, you know, Tallinn from, you know, foreign countries stayed at that hotel. And of course they could monitor their every move and their every, you know, discussion they have from their hotel room. So, the KGB museum is something that people like to go do on their free time. So I would definitely, recommend that as one of the things that you can do. Although that whole downtown area is, amazing just to walk through. So on day 9, October 1st, morning free in Tallinn to explore the old town a little more, during the day, and have lunch on your own. And then in the afternoon, we'll check out, depart for the ferry terminal by the bus. And at 6 o'clock, that's when the big ferry leaves for Stockholm.
Okay.
Now, we don't need to take our luggage on board or anything like that. You just take a knapsack with what you need for that evening.
Toiletries, that kind of stuff.
The basics.
Okay.
And then everything else is put on the bus. The bus drives onto the ferry and it's locked up downstairs. We have no access to it, so make sure you have everything you need. Once you're on board, we include the buffet dinner, which is a spectacular buffet dinner. So you have 2 hours to eat and drink all you want. You could have free beer and wine. They have taps there. You just help yourself and all the food. And then after that, there's also entertainment on board. They usually have a show in the evening, a live band, and there's also duty-free shopping on board. There's sometimes a little casino on board as well, the ship. So lots of things for you to do in the evening as well. And usually about 1 o'clock, everything shuts down. And then when we arrive in Stockholm in the morning, before we arrive, there's buffet breakfast on board included as well.
Okay.
So it's really nice that you have both meals included on the trip. And then the rooms are very basic. You walk in. The nice thing is you have your own shower. You have your own you know, washroom and sink right there. And then there's two beds on the lower area, and then two bunk beds that flap down on the top. But we're not going to put 3-4 people in a room. You basically get a cabin based on whatever your hotel room is. So if you have two people in the room for your hotel room, or you have a single room, that's what you'll get on board as well, the exact same thing. So,
gotcha.
That makes it a really nice aspect of the tour is that overnight ferry trip that everybody really enjoys.
Is it usually a rough trip or no?
It's not.
It depends, right?
Yeah, it's not really rough. The ship is huge. Like, yeah. We're talking a cruise ship. We're not talking a little ferry.
Right.
So, you know, you don't feel it very much. And usually I try to get rooms in the interior because there's less movement. If it is a little bit rough, people enjoy it a little bit more. But no, we never had problems where people say, oh my God, it was rocking too much or anything like that. So I don't expect that at all, especially at that time of year. I mean, we do these tours in the wintertime as well. We do these tours in the spring while there's still ice in the channels and everything else, and it's fine.
Okay.
So it's a nice evening and a great way to get to Stockholm. So once we get to Stockholm, the bus will come off, we'll meet our local guide as well, and our local guide will do a tour of Stockholm for us. Beautiful city. Again, we'll do the tour by bus, a little bit of walking into the old town part of the city, And then we'll go to the Vasa Ship Museum, which the Vasa Ship is a ship that sank in the harbor. It was built, by the king as a major part of their navy. And the problem is that when they were building the ship, they decided to add another deck of guns. But unfortunately, they didn't increase the ballast.
Hey, heavy guns.
Heavy, heavy cannons.
Yep.
And they didn't increase the ballast. So what happened was on its maiden voyage, it was in the harbor. It was just supposed to go from its launch area to the to the naval base, which was only, a bit down the strait. And a gust of wind came, and the boat started to list a little bit. Then it started to list a little bit. And when she turned, it listed a lot. The gun doors were open so that they could show off the guns and everything else, and all of a sudden water started to pour in.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
And then it sank.
Absolutely. And I can't imagine being the shipbuilder standing there beside the king as the boat was launched. And it stayed at the bottom of the, the lake there. Not the lake, the estuary.
Yes.
For hundreds of years. And it was only found in the 60s.
And but thank goodness it was cold water.
Cold water and brackish water, not full seawater, brackish water, which means a bit of salt, and it preserved all the wood. So when they brought it up in the 60s, they actually found it by mistake. They were looking for it, and they found it. Then they brought it up, and they built the museum afterwards, and it's just an amazing ship to see. You're never going to see a ship like that anywhere in the world preserved like that. So it's quite a thing to visit, and I always enjoy going there myself. After the Vasa Ship Museum, we'll have lunch included.
Okay.
And then you'll have a bit of time to relax and have an exhibition game that evening as well. And check into the hotel, obviously, before the game. Bryn, you've been to that hotel before. You want to say a couple of words about the Clarion Sign Hotel?
The best breakfast buffet I've ever had at a hotel. Bar none. It's not even close.
Yeah, and the location as well.
The location, you're close to the railway station. The metro or the subway station is there. You can walk anywhere you want to go. Lots of restaurants, great restaurants. And the other one, too, is a lot of fun places to maybe grab a cold frosty beverage too.
Yeah, there's the Haymarket Square is nearby. The Drottningsgatan street goes directly down to the palace and to the old town, so it's perfectly located and a very nice hotel that I think you guys are going to really enjoy. The next morning we're going to depart for the Drottningholm Palace, which is a royal palace outside of the city. There's the palace in the old town area, but this one is the summer house, and we'll do a little tour there of the Drottningholm Palace, which is spectacular, and then we'll enjoy an archipelago lunch cruise. Bryn, you did the archipelago tour with our World Junior group.
I did it at night, and I was impressed. I can't imagine what it's going to be like to actually see it, actually see where you are, but the night cruise was spectacular. It was one of the highlights of my last trip.
Yeah, and then that evening, the guys will play one more game, so the sixth game of the exhibition series. So basically, you have six exhibition games, plus you have three games in the tournament. So you have a lot of hockey. And then on the last day, the 12th, you basically have a free day in Stockholm, which is great because you guys will have the ability to go to Djurgården in the city center or the city center, walk around, maybe go to Skansen Outdoor Museum, the Gröna Lund Amusement Park, the Viking Museum, or the ABBA Museum, which is really nice as well. Again, on our media page, I mentioned we have a story on Helsinki. We have a story also on Tallinn, and we have a story on Djurgården, the island with all the museums. There's quite a few more museums than just those as well that might interest you. And then the next day, depart home in the morning to Amsterdam on KLM, and then back to Edmonton. So quite a busy tour for you guys, but an interesting tour. You guys get to see three countries, four beautiful cities if you include Tampere. So Tampere, Helsinki, Tallinn, and Stockholm, as well as the overnight cruise. We include the airfare to Europe, overnight ferry from Tallinn to Stockholm, the return ferry trip, the the ferry trip from Helsinki to Tallinn as well. Accommodations in 4-star hotels, buffet breakfast every day, some dinners included some days as well. Buffet dinner, breakfast included on the Tallinn to Stockholm ferry, lunch included on the ferry to Tallinn from Helsinki. All the transportation, the transfers to and from games, English-speaking guide, guided sightseeing tours and entry fees, the tournament entry fees, all the sports arrangements, all taxes and fees are all included in the tour. And then for players, we also include our Canada Bears Old Timers official uniforms. So you'll get two jerseys, two pairs of socks, and a pant shell. You also get some t-shirts, shorts, a team hat. And then we're also going to include some apparel this year for people who are tagging along with us. They'll get a hoodie and a t-shirt so that everybody has some apparel to wear. And then the one thing that is not included is the insurance. So what we do with travel insurance is once we have all the guys registered for the tour before we make fully non-refundable payments to our suppliers, we'll get quotes for all-inclusive insurance. We'll get quotes for trip cancellation insurance. And then we'll send out a sheet to everybody where you can check off which insurance policy you want. So the rates will be there for everybody so that you can see what you're paying. And you can choose all-inclusive insurance. You can include just trip cancellation insurance if you have medical coverage of your own. Or you can choose not to have insurance if you're comfortable with the coverage that you have. But make sure if you have coverage, it probably just covers the medical part, but not the trip cancellation part for the tour. Okay.
Okay.
And then the other things that aren't included is the cost of your bag, your hockey bag going over to Europe. It's about $100 to $120 each way is what it costs. And then the team will actually pay for the stick bag. So every guy can put three sticks in the stick bag. The team will pay for that so that all the sticks are together and we don't lose any along the way as we go over. So in terms of the tour, two currencies, the euro for Finland and Estonia. You need Swedish crowns for Sweden, but a lot of it in Sweden is, as you know, Bryn, cashless, yeah. Right?
I got to tell you, I took like $1,600 of Canadian money in crowns.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you I didn't spend more than $50 in actual physical money. It was all done tap and go or done with my Apple Pay on my phone. I don't remember spending hardly anything in Sweden when it came to money because they are cashless.
Yeah, a lot of the places are cashless. So again, a good thing is to get a few dollars in your pocket that you're going to take over, but you don't have to take, you know, hundreds of dollars of Swedish currency.
Right.
You know, in Finland and in Tallinn, cash is fine. Credit card is fine as well. In terms of flight options, we might have guys joining us from other places in Canada, which is fine. You could either meet us in Edmonton and fly from Edmonton or fly back. We can look at adding a connector flight from where you are to Edmonton to meet the group. There'll be an extra cost for that. Or you could take a discount of $1,850 and just meet us over there. Meet us at the first hotel the first evening. So you can arrange your own flights that way if you have points or you want to go a different way or you're in a different location and you could find something better suitable than what we have. You can book your own flights, meet us over there. So that's an option that guys have as well to meet us and take the flight discount. In terms of payments, we're looking for $500 per person right now in terms of registration fee. So on the brochure, I list on there payment options. We don't accept credit card. You can do e-transfer or you could send a check to our address in Edmonton as a way to get your deposit in. And then we have a second payment that is due April 15th for $1,500 a person. And then the final payment is due on June 15th, 2024. if you are interested in the tour, again, on the webpage, we have contact information there for Willie Anderson and his email. And that's probably the best place to start, is to contact Willie, see what positions are still available on the team and what places are still available. He'll be able to give you that information, or if you have any questions about the team makeup or how many guys are going, that's Willie's department. If you have a tour question, please email me and I could answer your tour question. But please be aware, as I mentioned before, that I'll be gone most of March. So email is probably the best way to get a hold of me. If you have any questions about the tour or where we're going. So basically, that's it for today's podcast. I just wanted to give you guys an overview of what the tour was like and an introduction maybe to what a tour with us will be. I know that there's quite a few guys that went with us previously that are coming back again, just by the guys that were at the meeting and some that have registered already. So you have a very good idea of what our tours are like, and maybe you can share some information with other guys that you're talking to about how we handle our tours, what's included, some of the packages that we include, you know, sightseeing tours. It's more than just a hockey tour, that's for sure. So again, that's why we always welcome other passengers on the tour. Friends, family are always welcome to join us. They're going to enjoy everything that the guys on the tour enjoy. And if they don't feel like going to watch a hockey game today, I'm sure they could find something to do other than just be at the rink and then meet you guys at the hotel in the evening. So thank you for listening. Please go to the website again, azarkan.net/oldtimers. Or if you just go to azarkan.net, you'll find the link there to the old timers page. And you'll be able to download the brochure and the registration form. And I hope to see you over there. Thanks for listening.